We're glad to be with you. This is the 2021 Model Blue Devils Football Coaches Preview Show right here on WLAQ. And we're excited to have a visit now with the head coach of the Blue Devils, Coach Jeff Honeycutt. And Coach, it's hard to believe that football season is here again. I think with the late start that we got last year, I don't know about you, it's kind of snuck up on me a little bit, but I know you guys are excited to get things rolling.
Definitely. The scrimmage last week jumped on us pretty quick, you know, after basically just a week in pads, and we're out there playing, you know, 50 to 70 snaps for some kids, and it got around really quick this year, and of course, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Well, since you bring up the scrimmage, tell us about your opponent and what you felt like you saw from your team in that particular game.
Coach Plott and Woodland had some injuries, you know, within the offensive line and some of their skill folks. So, you know, they were a little shorthanded. But I thought our kids competed pretty well. We were able to, you know, we both looked at it as a scrimmage and a practice against a different opponent and able to get some film on some kids. And some of the kids stood out and made a name for themselves and already getting first-team reps. And then some other kids have got some work to do. And I think from that standpoint alone, it was just a learning experience for some. And, again, just an opportunity for us to get on film against a different opponent and be able to grade and go through some corrections and get some of that stuff fixed.
Well, Coach, this is your third season at the helm for the Blue Devils. Last season, you guys went 7-5, won a playoff game. That was the first playoff win at Model, I think, since 2014, so it had been a while. And this was the first, you know, time that you've won a playoff game, made the playoffs your first year here, so took another step forward. And when you look at that kind of progress that you've made, especially considering all the unusual challenges of competing last year during the pandemic, what were your takeaways from last year?
Well, I think hats off to GHSA first off for allowing us that opportunity. We were pretty fortunate to not get hit with the big bug that, you know, several teams got hit with as far as actual positive cases, but the quarantines was an issue. You know, it hit us all the way up until, you know, we're getting loading the bus to go to Rabun County, you know, they have a tremendous football team, and so I'm not going to make excuses for that. But it was a unique year in itself, and I'm hoping some of this is in the background or in the rearview mirror, and we're able to continue and just continue forward and continue proceeding.
Obviously, last year, one of the things that was difficult for all football programs was the fact that you didn't have a spring.
Sure.
Summer looked a bit different. And then, obviously, we're still dealing with the pandemic, but it looks different in terms of the restrictions and things of that nature throughout summer preparations. You did have a spring. So what does that look like this year, and how much do you think that helps, especially when you have a team that you got some new guys that are filling some holes?
Graduated 18 kids. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that we lost was, you know, both of our lines of scrimmages. We lost a pretty good running back and a tremendous leader also in the terms of Sam Silver. So there's some uniqueness to our team this year. You know, we sat down and talked about captains right before the scrimmage, so about last week, and all the coaches are pretty agreeable upon the four that we chose. It's three seniors and a junior, and one of them is another Silver who's following right in his brother's footsteps as far as becoming that leader. And I think that was the biggest question coming into this year is leadership and who's going to fill some of those holes in the line of scrimmage, because we had about five or six kids that we kind of rotated through the line of scrimmage or tight end position last year. And, you know, so some things are looking different this year in terms of offensive schematics. But defensively, the same holds true. We're basic in how we do things. We just ask our kids to read, react, and run with a relentless effort to the football.
Coach, I mentioned earlier in our conversation that this is your third season at the helm. Yes. As a head coach here at Model. And so, obviously, as you gain experience as a head coach, you've been coaching for a long time, but as far as being a head coach, still relatively new at that. But I would imagine every year that passes, there's some things about the process of getting ready for the season that kind of go a little bit smoother, that you feel more comfortable with. So as you get ready for your third season, in what ways do things feel different getting ready for this year?
Feels more like year one. You know, last year was just such a unique year. This year we were able to focus more so on us and have everyone together all summer long. I think that was big from a team perspective, especially that, you know, lost 18 seniors. So just being around all the kids together, and again, that team camaraderie that I think that, you know, you got to have in this sport. And so year three looks real similar to last year in the terms of schedule-wise. We're just flipping, and there are some good teams that return some good players in our region, as well as our non-region opponents.
We're joined by the head coach of the Model Blue Devils, Jeff Honeycutt, is with us. That's going to wrap up our first segment. When we come back, we're going to do a couple things in our second segment. We're going to talk about your coaching staff for this year, also talk a bit about the offense. So we'll do that when we come back. This is the Model Blue Devils High School Football Coaches Preview Show on WLAQ for 2021. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, this is Robert Mathis. I'm out here at Mathis Trailer and Equipment Sales. We're here at 3420 on Kingston Highway, and we also got a location in Leesburg, Alabama. Branson Tractors, we've got them in. Inventory is not as much as we'd like to see, but we got several horsepower sitting here. We have got some bargains for the day. You need to come in and check us out. Branson Tractors are going to run you 58 horsepower down to a 24 horsepower. They're tough machines. Come see us.
Austin Ratliff's Armorchy Pharmacy really wants your business. That's why when you go into the store, they know you by name, not by prescription number. They offer discount pricing all the time. And when you shop there, you're shopping locally because they're owned and operated locally and the money circulates right here in your town. And one other convenience, you need free delivery? They've got it. How about that? Austin Ratliff's Armorchy Pharmacy on the Martha Berry Highway across from the high school. Today we're talking about back pain. Nobody better to talk about back pain than Dr. James Keem of the Proctor King Chiropractic Clinic.
Well, thank you, Randy. And it's something that we deal with every day in the office. As we've talked about many times, it's the most common thing that chiropractors deal with is low back pain. Low back pain can be a disc problem most likely, but it's something that chiropractors can take care of. If you're having some back pain, you might want to give chiropractic a try. Don't let it get worse, get down in your leg or something like that, get the sciatic nerve pinched. If you're having a back problem, give us a call. We're in the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 to 12, 2 to 6. Saturday, 8:30 to 12, phone number 706-291-1971.
We're back with the head coach of the Model Blue Devils. Jeff Honeycutt is with us. And, Coach, now we're going to move to the portion of the program where we start to highlight some of the guys that help you out. And I think a good place to start is with your coaching staff. And I would imagine you have some familiar faces with this tight community out here in Model.
Very familiar. I was able to hire my first coach since becoming the head coach at Model this past year. We were fortunate to gain a PE position and ended up snagging Jim Henry. Coach Henry and I worked together at Pepperell under Coach Hertz's first year, you know, and we built a good rapport with each other. And of course, I knew that was a guy that I would reach out to, given the ability to hire a coach. And he graciously came over. He was at Hillgrove last year, and I believe he was at Meadow Creek or Mill Creek maybe the year before. Spent some time down at Lowndes after he left Pepperell. So, again, he is very experienced. He has a tremendous plan, looking at moving to a more of a spread offense, which is, you know, kind of what we tried to do in year one and ended up more in an eye. And then last year we started an eye and tried to become a little bit more spread. So this year we're definitely moving into the spread direction and under his guidance. And for the most part, the coaching staff remains the same on that side of the ball. Coach Jones will still do the O-line. Coach Price will move from quarterbacks to our tight ends. And then Coach Woodall and Coach Mendence will do our receivers. And then Coach Ford will have the running backs.
Well, you mentioned that you guys are going to be moving to more of a spread. Is that because of the coaching change, or is that also personnel related this year?
It is. It's both. Coach Henry has a spread background, and it's what he did. And of course, being a defensive-minded guy, it's a struggle sometimes to defend it. So I was looking for kind of a spread guy, and I knew that, you know, Coach Henry may be interested in getting back to this area. And, you know, fortunately for Model and myself, he was, again, very gracious to accept that role. But yes, we graduated a lot of kids. We lost a lot of our strength on the offensive line, and not necessarily our physicalness with our younger kids, because, you know, Samples still returns as far as that power back, and, you know, Williams did some of those things last year as far as kick out. So, you know, the backfield remains intact, minus Silver and Wallace from last season. But again, there's another Silver taking snaps right now, and there's a couple of guys who filled in the absence of Joe Wallace back going back to Raven County. So again, just a little bit of personnel, but having to defend the spread week in, week out, I think it puts some defense in some binds. And Coach Henry's has a great game plan as far as how we want to attack things.
Well, Coach, I want to talk a little bit about your offensive line. You mentioned having to fill some holes there. So who are the guys that are going to be up front for you?
Right now, we return one guy with varsity actual when it mattered snaps in Hunter Cleveland. He's our left tackle. The guard is right now Evan Angle, and left guard right now is Evan Angle. Center is being handled by Basel Khatib. He is a senior, as well as Angle. Right now, we're kind of trying out the other guard position. Shep Jenkins has been starting there some, and Shep will bump out to tackle as well. Noah Almond is another kid who's been getting reps at guard, and then Isaac Collier is that other tackle. And again, it's an experienced group, just not experienced under Friday Night Lights, from that perspective. And we're very thin on the offensive line right now, so, We're looking for some freshmen and sophomores to step up in those second roles and those backup roles.
Talked a little bit about the quarterback and running back positions. What about your wide receiver?
Well, quarterback right now is probably going Silver, and then Cantrell is doing some good things throwing the football, and he looked good at times. And Cantrell's a kid who came out later, didn't play last year, but he's a senior and decided he wanted to be a part of it, and came and talked to the coach staff around the GHSA Dead Week, and we were graciously accepted him, and he's grown up a lot from my times as a sophomore. Wide receivers, pretty much a lot of familiar faces from last year. Obviously, we lost Richmond's ability and his quickness, but probably heading that up is Kate Espy. And then there's some a new face in Cole Mathis, who's not an unfamiliar face at Model High School. He's a basketball kid who's came out, and he has impressed us from day one with his work ethic. He is a very aggressive kid. You can see it on the basketball court, and he's doing that on the football field as well. Daniel Jolly's kind of an inside receiver, mix-up kid. We can do some things with him because he is a tremendous athlete. Pace and Brock are filling in the tight end role, and then Joey Samples and Javon Samples are also filling in some of those tight end / H-back kind of roles for us on offense.
Well, we've talked a little bit about the offense. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll flip to the other side of the ball. Going to talk some defense. We'll talk about the coaches, players, and all the good stuff. Also spend a little bit of time on special teams. We're joined by Jeff Honeycutt, head coach of the Model Blue Devils, on the 2021 High School Football Coaches Preview Show here on WLAQ. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Sports and real estate are a lot alike. Hi, I'm Tom Holt, agent for Realty One Group Insight. Having the right coach and being prepared are what make winners. I would enjoy being your coach, whether it's a home, a commercial building, or a land lot. My job is to help you win the game by making the right plays and to cross the finish line first. It's simple. Give me a call at Realty One Group Insight, 706-578-1000, or my cell, Tom Holt, at 706-331-7098.
At First Bank Mortgage, we help others get to a better place. Your better place might be a yard for your kids or a bigger home for your growing family. Maybe it's just to refinance your current mortgage. Whatever your better place is, First Bank Mortgage will help you get there. Call 706-232-9458. Voted best mortgage lender 2 years in a row. First Bank Mortgage, 338 West 3rd Street, Rome. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 472433. First Bank Mortgage, helping you get to your better place.
At Rome Orthopedic Center, we salute students, freshmen and seniors, athletes and artists, first stringers and choral singers, band majors and game changers. We hope you never need orthopedic care, but if you do, choose the only practice in the Rome area solely dedicated to the orthopedic needs of the students and families in our community. Rome Orthopedic Center. To make an appointment, call 706-292-0040.
Hey there, BJ Littlejohn with Ware Mechanical again. Summer's here, and in Georgia, that means hot. This is the time of year to make sure your air conditioner is ready to go with a checkup from Ware Mechanical, Rome's trained comfort specialist. Checkup today can save you big money down the road. Give us a call at 706-234-3051 and set up your service appointment. Keep cool all summer long with Ware Mechanical, serving Rome and Floyd County for over 30 years. Ware Mechanical, your local trained comfort specialist. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
We're back with the head coach, Jeff Honeycutt of the Model Blue Devils, and we're getting set for the 2021 season to begin. And we talked about offense in our last segment, so quite naturally we'll flip to the other side of the ball. So like we did on offense, who are your defensive coaches this year?
Defensively, Coach Johnson will be our defense coordinator again. He does inside linebackers. Myself will do outside linebackers. Then going back up front, Coach Woodall returns to do our defensive line. And then Coach Mendence is doing our safeties. And then Coach Ford is our corners. And I think that's been the entire coaching staff since I've been here as far as defensively. We work extremely well together. I do a lot of the calling and thinking for our kids on a Friday night and trying to get that game plan ready with our coaching staff on a Sunday.
Coach, like we did on offense, let's talk about your personnel and just start up front and kind of work our way through the backfield.
Well, for the third straight year, Coach Woodall inherits a brand new group. Year one, all of his kids were seniors. Year two, last year, all of the kids were seniors. And now we've got a brand new group. I think the kid that's going to stand out the quickest is going to be Daniel Jolly, number two. He's also a receiver for us, but he is extremely long and athletic and so going to do some good things for us, I think, on the defensive line. Nose guard is kind of a revolving door right now, rotating a lot of kids in. Again, Shep Jenkins, Noah Almond's been in there. Well, he's been at linebacker more, but we moved him. The other end position right now, again, is a little bit of a question mark. But there's a young freshman, Chase Allen, who is about a 6'3" kid, who's, again, a basketball player. He grabbed some attention from us, you know, watching him back when we scrimmaged Woodland. So he's a freshman that's going to, you know, probably get on the field for us and be a rotational guy. Evan Engel, again, another name for the offensive line. Right now, Basel Khatib is also rotating through some nose. We're trying to give Basel a break on defense, so we're looking at trying to become a little bit more athletic on that defensive front, and so there's some outside linebackers and inside backers that are going to rotate through that defensive line.
Coach, as we start to move towards the backfield, what about your linebacking core for this year?
Linebackers probably returns the most kids on our defense. You know, Joey Samples will head up probably our inside linebackers. Anthony Williams will, you know, right now he's an inside, but I really like Anthony, or I call him Anthony, but Anthony at outside linebacker, but he's filling some roles. But again, Javon Samples really impressed us with some of his reads and his tackling in the scrimmage at Woodland, and he's a younger kid. Again, it's Joey's brother, so we're looking at those three guys. Pace returns on the outside, but we have a little depth in Carver and Brock, and so that's what we're trying to, you know, move some of those guys to the defense line to get them on the field. Primarily on the back end, we lost some faces. We lost both corners and we lost a safety, a quarterback of our defense, who was also the quarterback of our offense. But Dylan Silver returns as a starter for us at safety. SB will be another safety, and then our corners right now are basically our running backs in Riley Chapman, and then Sean Montgomery. Again, those two guys will be our featured running backs to start, and you know we'll expand from them. We're not the tallest at corners, but those guys are pretty athletic in what they do, and they do a pretty solid job for us.
A couple of years before you took over the helm here at Model, had a little bit of lull. I think in most programs you see a little ebb and flow from time to time, but you came in first year, made the playoffs, second year got a playoff win, so it feels like there's some momentum building with this program. So what's the excitement level in this community for the football program? Are you seeing more interest in kids wanting to come out and be a part of the team?
It's a frustrating thing from this point of our numbers. Our numbers have increased a little bit with some junior varsity kids coming out later. And that's what I talked to Coach Hurst. I know his number's down a little bit. And so football's not getting any easier. I'm a coach who believes in tough love. But at the same time, you got to put your arm around a kid, and that kid's got to know that you love and trust him. And I think that's what these kids have seen in me and why they want to be a part of it. And there's four or five new senior faces who have had me in class and just wanted to be a part of it as well. You know, one of those kids being Cole Mathis, I brought up earlier. Again, those guys know that I'm pretty tough, but they also know that I really do care about them. So from the number standpoint, we've gained a little bit of our freshmen back that I was worried about. You know, this freshman class, Coach Patch and myself last year when we're, you know, doing our the weird way that we had to work out and everything. We looked at it, and Coach Patch and both spent time at Cartersville, and we looked at each other and said in almost the same voice that this could be a Cartersville group. And some of those guys have came back together. You know, they were a little late in coming out, but decided to do it. All I do is I preach these kids to be multi-sport kids, and I want my football guys to be whatever – wrestlers, basketball, baseball. I want those kids, and we're a AA school, so we got to share kids. But again, I don't want kids who want to specialize in football. I want a well-rounded athlete.
Well, Coach, we spent some time on your offense, defense. We need to spend a little bit of time on special teams. So let's talk about the kickers, punters, kick returners, those kind of guys.
Kicker and punter this year are probably going to be Daniel Vaillant. Daniel's a sophomore. He took over our kickoff responsibilities a lot last year. He filled in some times with injuries or mishaps, whatever it may be, last year as far as a PAT field goal kicker. Daniel had a frustrating night the other night at Woodland, and it was a non-rush, so I don't know if some of his timing was off and some of those things. But I told Daniel, I said, the greatest thing about, you know, these two scrimmages is, you know, we're getting ready to play Sonorville, and you're still going to be 0-for-0 on your PAT, your field goal kicks. So I said, don't get frustrated. I said, I know your type of kid's going to work at it. But again, he's going to handle our punt responsibilities. Kickoff returners as well as punt returners are probably going to be Riley Chapman. Again, another name that come to mind, Sean Montgomery. And there's some younger kids that are filling in the world. Dublin's look good catching the football. Again, another freshman. And I think that is probably it as far as the returners go. There's about three or four of them that we're kind of rotating through there. And Coach Ford and Coach Woodall do coach our punt returners and kick returners on that special team side. And, you know, Daniel Vaillant, like I said, is going to handle most of our responsibilities. Kevin Espinoza is a younger kid. A freshman came out, and so he's going to work a lot with Daniel Vaillant and going to be probably our JV kicker and punter as well.
We're joined by Jeff Honeycutt, head coach of the Model Blue Devils, getting ready for the 2021 season to begin. As a matter of fact, when this airs, the season kicks off the very next night. So excited about that. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to look at the 2021 schedule and begin to wind up our conversation. But we'll be back on WLAQ.
Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue offers you residential and commercial roofing manufactured right here in-house and with all the accessories you need. Georgia Metal Center offers C-Perlin, Z-Perlin, and half channel, plus double bubble and commercial insulation. Georgia Metal Center also offers you pole barn trusses and components. Georgia Metal Center is your headquarters for vinyl siding, offering you 8 different colors. Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue across from Oaknall Cemetery.
Join us as Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers kicks back to the community August 11th through the 21st. We will have dozens of pieces of jewelry from our annual silent auction in the store. Select your favorite 501c3 charity. A $10 donation to the charity of your choice entitles you to a bid card allowing you to place bids on fabulous pieces of jewelry. Starting bids are 50% off the regular price. Winning charities receive 10% of the purchase price of every item in the auction. Hurry to Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers to find an exciting treasure for yourself and to help others in our community. Bidding begins August 11th and ends promptly at 2 o'clock August 21st. Kick back at Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers, 312 Broad Street in historic downtown Rome. We are members of the American Gem Society. Remember, we all win when we kick back to our community.
Avery Drugs, 710 North 5th Avenue, is Rome's oldest family-owned independent pharmacy. They've been in business since 1973. At Avery Drugs, most insurance is accepted. They have a drive-through window and offer free delivery for your convenience. And Avery Drugs accepts all major credit cards. Shop local. Shop Avery Drugs, 710 North 5th Avenue in Rome. Give them a call with your questions about coronavirus and other illnesses at 706-291-0999.
All right, we're back on our 2021 Model Blue Devils High School Football Coaches Preview Show with the head coach himself, Jeff Honeycutt, is with us for one last segment here. So let's run down your schedule. You mentioned in our previous segment that you're going to be kicking things off with Sunorville. I know Coach Pate is over at Sunorville. You have a great relationship with him, and this should be a real scrap to begin the season.
We do. And Coach Pate and I, you know, we give each other the runaround a lot and try to, I guess, talk our teams down. He lost his quarterback, and of course we did as well. But you know, Coach Pate is 2-0 against myself, and so he's holding that against me. So again, you know, it's a team that we match up well against. It's always been a possession game. I believe last year they beat us in overtime. But again, you know, they get to come here this year, and so we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to after this, you know, scrimmage to see where we're at as a team and hopefully, you know, start preparing for Sunorville this Sunday.
Then after that, you're going to have another home game against Lafayette. So going to be nice to be at home for a couple of weeks to start, especially with a young group.
Right, absolutely. I think these young kids, if we can get off to a little momentum, I think they'll strive in that. Lafayette, as a new coach, and Coach Scott, I believe they lost their running back. I haven't looked. Coach Scott and myself have talked over the phone, but you know, I think we'll probably exchange either game one or the scrimmages. And I believe the quarterback that gave us fits last year may return, and he's a tremendous athlete.
And then, Coach, you're going to hit the road for your final two games before you get into region play. You're going to Tryon, after that, Harrelson County. So that's a couple of tough places to play for road games.
Oh, absolutely. Tryon had a little bit of a injury bug right there before our game last year, and of course they came off a four overtime game with Coosa. Tryon lost their quarterback to a broken leg, so I think they were down a little bit in terms of, but they return, I believe, almost everybody. I think he's got around 18 returning starters, looking for him to make some noise in single A. Harrelson County is probably the most physical team we played the entire season last year, and their quarterback is back, and I believe some of their linemen as well. You know, they present a different form of offense, the old single wing, in which it's hard to get our scout teams to understand the physicality, or even hard for us to see what we're going to see on a Friday night.
And then, Coach, after that, it's the games that counts towards getting to the playoffs, and you're starting off at the Little Bighorn at Chattooga. I know they had a scrimmage yesterday against LFO and played pretty well in it.
They did. You know, we get an off week to kind of hopefully heal up some bumps and bruises right before Chattooga, and again, you know, they return one of the better backs. You know, there's two that come to mind in our region, and Lester, and of course their athlete, and Hester is now taking snaps. So again, you know, when your best athletes are touching the ball a lot on offense, it presents some problems.
And then, Coach, you're going to be playing here against Coosa. And of course, they've had a new coach the last couple of years, and Coach Mathis doing a great job, and I would expect they'll be improved this year.
Coach Mathis and myself, we have a tremendous friendship, and I think we get along great with each other. He's got a very fine sophomore bunch. I know he lost some of his speed with some of his seniors this past year, but he was very sophomore loaded. So those kids are now juniors, and again, it's another year with him around that group and that locker room, and again in the weight room, those kids are going to keep improving. He's already given me grief because he saw that we were homecoming. I told him that was not up to me. But again, we have a great relationship, and looking forward to that date.
And then, Coach, you're going to go head over the mountain to Dade County, and it just feels like it's such a long road to get over there, and can be a tough place to play.
Yeah, you know, going to Fannin last year, we got to experience a trip. But Dade always seems longer, and I think mileage-wise, Fannin's actually longer. But Dade, going over the mountain, is always a tough place to play. You know, Coach Hurst spent some time up there, and again, I just think it's a beautiful atmosphere being set in between those mountains. And Coach Poston's going to have those kids rocking and rolling. They had a tremendous wrestling year last year, and a lot of those kids play football.
Fannin County comes here, and of course they joined the region last year, and they were the head of the class in year one, so I would imagine everybody's going to be gunning for them this year.
They got a target on the back, and I think that the two that finished 1-2 last year could very well be there again this year, and Pepperell and Fannin, and you know, we're fortunate enough to hopefully have a 3-0 start in this region, then you know, this could be a very interesting game, and the fact that they come here. I believe it's also our county's fall break, so there's a little bit of frustration with that. But getting Fannin to come here is big. I know they lost a lot of their skill folks and their quarterback, but they have a very large group of linemen returning. One of the best players probably in the region, a defensive player, and I cannot remember his name, but I know his number. Played linebacker, and I think he'll probably play some either running back or slash quarterback for him this year.
And then, Coach, the big elephant in the room when we talk about your schedule, you're going back to Pepperell High School.
It's a great little community there, and Coach Hurst has done a great job. He got the job over myself, and you know, I told Coach Hurst face to face when he hired Coach Henry and myself to be his OC and DC back years ago, that I said Coach said they couldn't have found a better job to replace my father. And I kid him all the time, but it comes from a little bit different statue. But sorry, Coach Hurst. But again, they return their quarterback and running back, and not a lot of teams in our region can say that. I know they have some new linemen to replace. Coach Battles does a great job. And again, it's a team that we're real familiar with. We've thrown against them a couple times. Coach Hurst hosted a 7-on-7, so we've seen them in action. We know they have some athletes at their skill positions as well. I hope that game has huge implications, obviously returning home over there. I just hope it means something at that point in that late October game.
You're going to wind down the regular season with Gordon Central here at home.
Gordon Central lost a big part of their offense last year and running back and quarterback. Again, I feel like I say that with everybody other than Chattooga and Pepperell. Of course, Chattooga lost their quarterback. But Gordon Central is going to be a tough team. We get an off week prior to them, and I don't know a whole lot about them. I believe most of their offensive line is back, and they're probably one of the largest offensive lines in our region. But I believe, hopefully that game is we're getting ready to prepare for a playoff game, and maybe that game has got meaning as far as solidifying our spot.
Coach, as always, it's a real pleasure to get to talk to you before the season starts, and we hope that you have a great season, and best of luck to you and your guys.
Thank you, and thank you y'all for all you do.
Well, that's going to put a wrap on our conversation with the head coach of the Model Blue Devils, Jeff Honeycutt, here on the WLAQ High School Football Coaches Preview Show. We hope you enjoyed the program, and we invite you to stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to have a conversation with the gentleman we just talked about a few moments ago. We're going to be joined by Pepperell Dragons head coach Rick Hurst. So stay tuned.